Good morning, and please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
You know, since birth, we have been labeled. I should say we have been described. Think about this. When I was born, the first thing the doctor, my mother used a doctor back then, now I know there are midwives, and there were also midwives back then, the first thing the doctor said, it's a girl. Description, described, given a category, a label right away, a social category, right? It's a girl. Based on my physical attributes, the doctor knew it was a girl. Now, my father was thrilled. Now, he was a dad before. However, he was a dad to two boys. So now he would describe himself as a dad to a young lady, to a girl. And my mother, well, she wasn't as thrilled. She was pretty honest with me, and she said, well, I describe myself as a boy's mother. I'm not a girl's mother. Interesting.
She
did okay. Needless to say, I wore my brother's hand-me-downs a lot. But, you know, descriptions continue as we get older. So you go to school, and how is it that you line up when you're in school? Shortest to tallest, right? So the categories continue, and I was tall back then, and I was always at the end of the line. And some of us were always first. Some of us were always last. How about this one? Have you ever been identified in this way or a description? Wow, she is really smart for her age. Or, you know, for his age. Oh, sorry, did I say his? For her age, she's not quite measuring up. We have been described by the color of our skin. We have been described by the color of our eyes, right? The color of our hair. We're put into social categories based on those things. As you grow up, you start to get, how about when you were in school? Now, I think this is true for the kids in school today, right? You were either a skater kid. When I was a kid, you were either a geek or you were a jock. Those were the two. That was it, geek or jock. I think today they have, like, you're a skater kid, you're a goth, you're a jock, you're a geek, you're preppy, right? All those types of things. We define people, sorry, we describe people based on whether or not they might be in a profession or a non-profession. Are you a blue-collar worker or a white-collar worker? That was used a lot. Are you a skilled laborer or an unskilled laborer? Have you declared your major in college or are you undeclared? How we describe ourselves. We describe ourselves based on our ethnicity, don't we? We may say we are Latino. We may say that we are Asian. We are Middle Eastern Americans. We are African Americans. Or we are European Americans. Back when I was growing up, I grew up in the North. But in the South, you were described and your social condition was based on the color of your skin through no fault of your own and whether or not you could eat or even enter a particular restaurant. Whether or not you chose to come to this country or you were dragged to come into this country. What are the conditions that brought us here? Did our families come as slaves? Were our families fleeing from another country? Or did our families come on their own? How about this condition? People are described now by their sexual orientation, aren't they? If you are an LGBTQ or not. Described by whether or not you're married or you're single. And now you have to identify if you are divorced or not divorced. Are you married with children, as the television show is, or are you married without any children? How about this one? Described, and the church does this, by the way, the church meaning the institution. Are you churched or are you unchurched? And actually, there's a name now given for the unchurched. They're called nuns. Really? A description. You know, we identify ourselves and others in this way, don't we? We can't help it. It's what we do. Am I a Republican? Am I a Democrat? Am I a libertarian? Am I an independent? You know, when I was a kid, well, no, it's not when I was a kid. When I was a young adult, I would go to an ACOA meeting. And I would say, very first thing I had to say was, "Hi, my name is Marianne, and I am an adult child of an alcoholic." Anybody ever have to identify themselves in some way like that? If we go to an Al-Anon meeting, or we go to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, or an AA meeting. It's how we describe ourselves. And there's a reason that we describe ourselves in that particular way. Because we have to name it, own it, and admit it. But I don't see myself as an adult child of an alcoholic. I don't describe that's who I am to you. I don't describe to you that I am a female. I don't describe to you the color of my eyes. Take a moment right now, to yourself, not out loud, and I want you to think about how would you describe yourself. Hello, my name is, say your name, to yourself, not out loud, you don't have to say it out loud, and I am. Now, this is going to require head movement. I want, or sometimes body movement if you can't move your head. I want you to look across our gathering. And I want you to think to yourself, how would you describe the person or the people who are gathered here today? How would you describe them? Take a moment, look around, and see each other. You see, in our descriptions, we're different, aren't we? We're diverse. We are not the same. In our descriptions, to say anything other than that would not be true. In our descriptions. Yet how we describe ourselves and others is not how we are defined. We are defined, and we will define ourselves the same, each and every one of us. While we might describe ourselves differently, our definition, the definition of who we are, is exactly the same. Because we're defined in our baptism. Our definition comes from God through Jesus Christ. That's my definition. In my baptism, God speaks God's word to me, claims me, and calls me as a child of God. I am sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. At 3 weeks old, when all they knew about me was that I was a girl. That's the only way they could describe me. I am united in Christ. You are defined by your baptism. No matter how old you were when you were baptized, God claimed you as God's child. God made promises to you and said, "You are my beloved child." You have been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever, done with oil Oh my goodness, beautiful, beautiful oil, the anointing of the cross on our foreheads. I'm excited because next week we have two baptisms, a mom and a baby. And the week after that, we have another baptism back there, yes, who's now 2 months old. Lily will be baptized, 3 months old now. And the assistant to the bishop, Jaime Dubon, Pastor Jaime Dubon, will be with me because that baptism will be done both in English and in Spanish because the sponsors are from Puerto Rico. And so we need to hear this word that is spoken to this child in Spanish. I am united in Christ. You are united in Christ. We together are united in Christ. We belong to a new community. We belong just as we are, with all of our descriptions about us. There's unity with diversity, not unity with uniformity. And that's what Paul's saying in this part of the letter that he wrote to the churches in Galatia, who are totally at odds at this point in time because they're not understanding, am I supposed to be circumcised or am I not supposed to be circumcised? To become a Christian, do I first have to become Jewish and then become a Christian? And Paul is saying, no, 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 not at all. Because he says there is neither Jew or Gentile, the social classes of that time. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male and female. So what are our social categories of today? What are our descriptions of today? Let's expand that. There are no persons of color and persons of non-color. There are no LGBTQ or non-LGBTQ. There are no refugees and non-refugees. There are no poor or wealthy. I am still female. Would you say? I don't think I've changed. But in Christ, that absolutely doesn't matter. In this community of God's baptized children, description, distinction doesn't matter. Because in Christ, there is no description, there is no distinction, there's only definition. First and foremost, I am a child of God, and that is what defines me. You are a child of God, and that is what defines you. We are children of God, and that is what defines us. And this community, that is all that matters. That is all God sees when God sees us. God sees the cross on our forehead and that we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to have you do something now that you can speak out loud. I want you to say, hi, my name is, and speak your name, and then say, I am a child of God. Hi, my name is Marianne. I am a child of God. Okay, you've named it. You now own it. You've claimed it. Now go and be it and live it. This is the only thing that matters. It doesn't describe who you are. It defines who you are. And that defines your work. Amen. Amen.